This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10 seconds left. Swept towards Stengem, wide in the corner. Picked up Jarvis. Out in front. Far side. The wait is over. Moorhead, finally the champs.
That is the final call last night from 45 KSTC Channel 45 Television. And joining us right now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is John Emmerman, head coach for the Moorhead Spuds. Coach, congratulations on the championship. And I first want to ask you, because we'll never understand what it means and what it's like to stand on the bench with 1 second left and seeing your team is up after the year and put everything in. Put in perspective for me, for our listeners, what was that moment like for you?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. I think it goes back even prior to the season. Our group of kids had some previous success when they were younger, and about a year ago, things ended a little quicker than they would have hoped, but good on them for doubling down, for recommitting, and for having a tremendous season. It was really fun, obviously, to be a part of it, at least from my perspective, and really fun night, a little too exciting, you know, from the Moorhead side of things, after the game, we headed over to a hotel that a lot of Moorhead alumni and supporters visit, and it was pretty awesome to see them and for our kids to be able to interact and be a part of that. Long time coming, but yeah, those last 50 seconds or whatever seemed like a pretty long time. So.
Coach, I got to tell you, it's got to be one of the greatest feelings in the world. I mean, I was looking, and you were born and raised up there in Moorhead, and here you are now leading this team and getting this opportunity. It's amazing to me how well the group of folks that got out there and put this whole thing together with the hockey tournament. You guys were number one. Stillwater was number two. You ended up being right there against one another. Tell us a little bit about how even this year really was when you get to the finals, and you've got the schools that deserve to be there, and they were looked like put in the right positions, right? I mean, it looked like they ranked everybody almost perfectly.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, you can check out those results from game to game, and obviously 1 through 8, it was tight. Every single game for us was a little too close for comfort and had a little bit of a different story. But yeah, an outstanding tournament, start to finish, and obviously it's a little more fun when you end up the winner, for sure.
John Emmerman, head coach of the Moorhead Spuds, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. John, I want to ask you specifically about Mason Kraft and Brooks Cullen, two guys on your roster who obviously were committed, staying, playing at Moorhead all the way through. There's a lot of what could be potential distractions for them with their dads playing and not making it. But how did you not only keep them focused, or did you have to keep them focused on just playing this season and just playing their game of hockey, because they're both so incredibly talented?
No, I give them a ton of credit. It wasn't a distraction at all. These are kids that throughout their youth hockey, they found ways to win, and that was the same this year. That and even you saw this week, the people that tuned in, we were able to win defensive battles like against Edina, where it's tight and. Yeah. Tight checking, and then up and down the ice in a wild one last night. So our kids were committed, and I know there's all those cliches, committed to the process, trust the process, all those things, but we've never been on this side of it, and obviously there's some truth to it. They were outstanding. Our seniors especially, you mentioned a couple of them, Mason and Brooks and a few others, were just outstanding leaders, and we had a lot of guys contribute at different times. Obviously, Mason had a very special tournament. Zach Zimmerman was outstanding. But through and through, it was a total team effort, and it was really fun to see them come together and be resilient throughout the week.
Hey, Coach, I'm curious, what do you think about this whole thing where we're seeing entire cities having to come together, having just that one team? What can we do to make sure that we preserve the fact that we do have hockey? It seems like it's just shrinking and shrinking. And I was just hearing back from a friend, just was tweeting to me. He was saying, hey, Pete, St. Paul Johnson's program just ended last week. They're going to have to be combined with Highland Park. I mean, that's what's going on all around the state of Minnesota. We know that. But is there something that you see out there that can prevent that from happening? I know it's an expensive sport, so we all know that, but is there something that you see that you think could be a suggestion for this to maybe not have to be so confined down like the city of Minneapolis?
Well, to be frank, any type of youth activity can be expensive, right? Mm-hmm. I have kids in dance and that time commitment
and
cost. Yeah, I mean, it's wild, right? But it's what you get. I think the biggest thing is entry, right? Access to entry, and everybody knows that's a part of the sport, how special it can be. And once you get a family that might not be a traditional hockey family into it, after a year or two, they're hooked. And one thing that we have going in Moorhead is we have a foundation called the Tobalt Foundation that helps cut the cost for our first-year players and all the way up to 8U. And I know that there are different initiatives like that throughout. We're really fortunate in Minnesota with community-based hockey and community-based rinks and the commitment to that side of things. I think the Wild are doing their best right now to put together a few things, but it's definitely going to be a group effort. And I think getting outside of our comfort zone and welcoming more people to the sport, gaining access, and letting them know how great of a sport it can be.
John, I'm so excited to have you here because I've wanted to ask you about this since I saw it happen. And I want to go back to the game against Edina when Zach Zimmerman scores that goal. And I've played hockey for probably 40 years. I've watched it for just as long. I don't know that I've ever seen a shot with that degree of difficulty go in. I'm watching it again. He's by the goal line. He shoots it short side above in a window, probably not much bigger than the puck. Have you ever seen anything like that with him? And just how does this speak into the bigger kind of theme of your team and how skilled your players were? I was just so impressed with the skill level of these guys.
Yeah, Zach obviously had an outstanding tournament, and both him and Mason. I think you could look back at some of those goals and how special they were.
Yeah.
To answer your immediate question, no, I haven't seen that in person. you've seen it on TV and sometimes maybe on some replays, ESPN or NHL Network or whatever it be, but. It was really fun to show the state what we had. Us in Moorhead knew about it. People that have maybe been following knew about it, but they burst onto the stage, and they they definitely took a hold of it. They didn't shy away. It's an extremely exciting team to watch at times, as you can imagine, and some people viewed. Like, there were some times it was frustrating too, because, you know, and that's their mentality, and that's maybe what makes them so special. We have the game in hand halfway through, and they're still trying to score. You know, like, they're not content with what they were doing. But no, Zach's a special player, and it was really fun to let other people into the party for sure.
Coach, I want you to know this, because you may or may not, but this says a lot about what this hockey tournament really looks like. Minnesota last night with the high school tournament at 20,491 fans. It's more than Florida, Philadelphia, Calgary, Boston, Ottawa, Colorado, Nashville. You guys, it just shows you how popular, how unbelievable this tournament really is, that these high school guys can get that kind of crazed fans out there, and it's phenomenal. I love the sport, and I think you guys are absolutely amazing. All of the different teams that made it down here for the tournament, just phenomenal, just exciting beyond words.
Yeah, and for people that have been to the tournament, or people that have been lucky enough to be a part of it, just they know how special it is. You know, for a week, these kids get treated like they're in the NHL. And if you were at the Drury last night with all the Moorhead alumni, there's a lot of guys that still reminisce about those days. So it's definitely a special week, and we're really excited for our kids. And I know that, like myself, 20 years ago, me and my high school friends lost in the state championship. Really excited that these guys got to experience something we never got to.
John, congratulations. Thanks for showing us and giving us such an outstanding show. And the tournament was just so much fun to follow you guys and follow the Spuds. Congratulations on a championship. And I know you're probably headed over to the Mr. Hockey ceremony this morning, because you got some pretty good talent up for that as well. So enjoy the day, enjoy the week, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
John Ammerman, head coach of the Moorhead Spuds, and I truly mean that. It was just such a fun, Pete. It was such a fun tournament.
Yeah.
And they didn't have – I mean, they did not have any easy outs. Mm. I think the most dominating kind of cushion they had was – last night when they go up, I think it was 4-0.
Yeah,
Not
enough has been – sorry to jump in here, but
no,
I don't think a lot has been said – enough is being said about that game last night, because I texted you guys. I said,
"Yeah,
do I text John now and get him booked for tomorrow's show? Because it's 5-1 after one." And, man, went into Target, came out, and it was 5-3. I'm like, oh, boy, we got a game. And then sure enough, and you saw – to, and I know we're kind of going long here, but you saw them take – you saw Stillwater take the pushing – the delay game, pushing off the net, which I just thought was just – yeah, these are kids. So I'll give them benefit of the doubt. But it's a bad penalty. You can't do a push – you can't push the net off the moorings in that situation, in that kind of game. But they still were able to battle back and come within one goal. It was a great pairing of games yesterday. If you are a high school hockey fan, you couldn't have asked for two better games last.
Yeah. Northwest Minnesota.
You couldn't have asked for
Minnesota.
East Grand Forks.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, East Grand Forks wins in overtime. Yep. It's just, this is, and I know hockey's not everyone's thing, and I get it, but I mean, to me, this is just the most fun week of the year to watch these kids. If you go back, and I know we're long, so I'm going to cut it after this, but if you go back and watch the final goal for the East Grand Forks game, and I don't know the young man, and I apologize, I don't know the young man's name who scored it, but if you watch him, he scores the goal, he rips his helmet and gloves off, and he's looking into the crowd, and you could see in his eyes, there is he's in shock.
Yeah.
A good shock.
Yeah.
But he's completely, like, this moment is so big for him, and so, like, something you, even if you dream it, it's not the same. And that only comes from these kids who gave it everything they had, and we're getting a text line, and I agree, give some recognition to Stillwater. They didn't give up. And I kind of had a feeling that if they scored one, they could start to get some more. And then when they got close, it's like, okay, now the pressure's really on Morehead to try to keep him out. Mm-hmm. So fun tournament. Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Spent a ton of time on it this morning.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.